Welcome. You are now listening to the Reporting Accounts podcast. We are leading UK business intelligence, offering both free and paid insights into the accounts of more than 4.8 million UK companies. Our podcasts cover news and events from the UK financial markets and community and much more. Visit our website at www.reportingaccounts.com. And now over to your host for today's podcast, Adrian Lawrence, our resident in-house finance professional.
Hello and welcome to today's podcast from Reporting Accounts. Today I'm talking about an interesting story in the press, which is about digital nomads. These are people who travel around the world working on internet-based projects. But there's a new trend, which is to gain more of a permanent base in a particular country and thereby gaining residency rights and establishing a base so corporation tax is paid. Now, there's interesting stories that many digital nomads are selecting Cyprus as a location. What is attractive from a tech pat, as they're calling themselves, about Cyprus is that you only need to stay 90 days per year to gain residency. And Cyprus enjoys one of the lowest corporation tax rates in Europe at only 12.5%. So it's quite possible to keep a base in Cyprus, travel around the world working on your laptop, but paying tax at the rate of 12.5%, and securing benefits such as healthcare and potentially a state-funded pension as well. So there's a number of attractions. You can see when you look at the corporation tax rates in Germany, which can be, for example, as high as 40%, and in the UK, the personal tax rate is up to 45%. And may well rise with all the costs from the pandemic. There's a clear attraction to working from a sunny country such as Cyprus, which is also part of the EU. So an interesting story. I think more and more younger people will go down that route. It's you know, it's certainly attractive. And if you've been in a lockdown for a long period of time, you can imagine the attractions of such a lifestyle. To learn more about our organisation, Reporting Accounts, please visit our website, which is reportingaccounts.com, where you can find information and insights covering more than 4.8 million UK companies. Thank you.